neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Yitro, it's about Aseret HaDibarot. So it says, on the third month, Am Yisrael, they came to Midbar Sinai. And then the next pasuk says they left Rephidim and then they came to the desert. So this is compared as I arrived in the market and I left the house. Make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. You have to leave the house first to go to the market. No?
Yeah.
So you don't say I arrived in the market and I left the house. So here, that's how it's stated in the Torah. It should have said, they left Rephidim, and then they came to Midbar Sinai. But it doesn't say that. It says they came to Midbar Sinai, and then they left Rephidim. Why? Rachaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, Zechuto Maren Aleinu, Arav says, there is a concept that is brought in Judaism. It's called, there's a special ingredient that can change your teva. As you know, tab in Persian is taken from Hebrew. Tabiat, or tab is Hebrew, teva. And not only that, teva and Elohim, the same gematria. That means nature is the same numeric value as Elohim. So now,
Baruch tiyeh.
So now, we have a concept that is a special ingredient that you can change your nature, such as, like if you're sleepy, never happens, or you're tired, never happens, or it's hard for you to wake up, never happens, or you have no patience, never happens. There's an ingredient that can change all of this. It's called simcha, happiness, shadi. When you're happy, you're joyous, you never fall asleep. You're not lazy, you're not tired. It's easy for you to wake up. It's called ahava meqalqelet et hashura. The love, the joy that one has towards something, meqalqelet, it will erase the shura, that means your habit. So now, here, Rahim HaKadosh explains that Ribono Shel Olam had such a excitement to give the Torah to us through his such a joy, he mixed up the Pesukim. Instead of mentioning they left the Rephidim and they came to Midbar, he said they came to Midbar and then they left the Rephidim. So now from here we see how excited Ribono Shel Olam was to give us the Torah. Just like the mother cannot wait, her kid comes to the house to give him the food. It rushes so much and he's going to spill everything on the floor. Because from the joy that he has to feed his kid, her kid, gets so excited. It's very interesting. You know, there's a term that person they use, it's called zaf. You know what zaf means? Does it mean?
Weakness.
You know where it came from?
Hebrew.
Where?
Israel.
You're going to leave it up to me?
Yeah, you can.
No, it's okay if you say it's okay. You didn't know it's Hebrew?
Everything is from Hebrew. You're just getting the Hebrew, you know.
You know, in the end of Parashat Vayeshev, You recall that Yosef was in a jail, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in the morning, he notices there are two special people in the jail with him. Who were they?
The butler
and the baker. So now he came to them, and what did he tell them? Now, how did he say? Lama penechem zo'afim hayom. Zo'afim means parishan. Persian uses azaf. It's the same letters. Zo'afim and zaf. So now the zaf comes about when the weakness, chastegi, comes about. When the people do chort, when?
I'm not happy.
One more time. When are the people zaif? When?
No energy.
Hmm?
They're tired.
One more time.
When they're not happy.
When do you see people, they're falling asleep, they're doing chort, when?
When they don't have simcha. When they are not interested.
Can you give us multiple choice?
Yeah, I'll make it easier for you. People only zaif. People are only tired when they want to. When they want to. What does it mean? Strength and weakness is up to you. It's not that it just comes out. You decide to be zaif or kavi.
How come most of them, when they all the time pass out?
Wait. We're talking about this side only. This side. You with me so far?
If you do not sleep for 7 hours or 10 hours or 15 hours, your level of weakness differs.
Exactly. Is that true? After the 7 hours, you decide to be in the Beit Knesset, or you go home, or go to work, or go to the wedding, or have a meeting with the loan officer. Your status of these different choices and your mood is the same.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same. No. Fine, but you don't.
She's washing bad energy already.
No, fine, but you don't show yourself outside. Why? Because you decide they're gonna take my picture. There are people here. You think I'm gonna let them watch me that I'm falling asleep on the table? Of course not. So you decide to be strong or weak. Or for another example, this is, and we have to say Hallel. You know, let's say you never see somebody walks in at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with Knesset. Never, you never see. But all of a sudden you see, wow, here he is. What happened? There's a Brit Milah. No, Chazak Baruch. Because it's such a credit. The Gemara says, any miswa that Amisal accepted the Simcha till today, but look at the energy. You never see him. Ever. But here you see, wow, what a strength. Where did it come from? Where?
He had motivation.
He decided it's worth it. I'm gonna go. So here we see that Ribono Shel Olam changed the Pesukim. Why? Because I say it is. Chazal, they teach us, they left Refidim. What does Refidim means? Refidim comes from the root of Ripui. Ripui. Marpe, what is Ripui means? Sost, zaif, weak. So here he says, Vayis'u merefidim, when they left all the weakness, all the tambali, then they came to Midbar to receive
the Torah.
So That means as long as you click on the other side that I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I don't have any strength, you're not ready for Qabla Torah. You have to leave the Refidim to be able to arrive in Asinar. Because they don't go together. You have to push the other button. Just the way you get up in the morning and it's rain, it's up to who?
You.
It's up to me.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.